This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. One of my favourite Christian authors is John Ortberg. He's written some tremendous books. I highly recommend anything written by him. And one of them's got this intriguing title, Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them. Now, John Ortberg maintains that every one of us has flaws, quirks and frailties that can often drive other people mad. And I'm sure he's correct. He refers to the 1998 Hollywood movie As Good As It Gets, which I've seen. It stars Jack Nicholson. It's a most interesting movie. And the actor Helen Hunt in her role is very worried about Melvin Udall, the character played by Jack Nicholson. And Melvin offends Carol a lot. She's a single mother trying to raise her asthmatic son, but Melvin's a very offensive sort of a guy. And she says to her mother, look, I just want a normal boyfriend. And her mother says, oh, everybody wants one of those. Dear, there's no such thing. And her comment says much about human nature. We all want to be normal, to think of ourselves as normal. But there's a problem. We are born sinners with real failures. We've got character flaws. So how can we relate to other people who annoy us or even disgust us? Is it possible to accept and love them? It was the Jesuit theologian Peter von Brehmann who says that one of the deepest needs of the human heart is to be accepted and valued. Every human being wants to be loved, but there is an even deeper love, the love of acceptance. Every human being craves to be accepted, accepted for who he is, not for what you've done or achieved or merited. And I think that's a good quote. They're very important words. And the Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 5:16, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. And another version, the contemporary English version, says we are careful not to judge people by what they seem to be. Yes, impressions are impressions, but always remember that it takes time to really get to know someone, even that annoying neighbour of yours who gets you down. Take time to get to know them. Some years back, the Newsweek magazine carried the story of the memorial service for Hubert Humphrey. He was the former vice president of the United States. And hundreds of people came from all over the world to say goodbye to their old friend and colleague, Hubert Humphrey. But one person came, was shunned and ignored by virtually everyone. Nobody would look at him. No one would speak to him. And that person was the former president, Richard Nixon. And you might know, not long before that, he'd gone through the shame and the infamy of Watergate. But here he was, back in Washington for the first time since his resignation from the presidency. Then, that day, a very special thing happened, perhaps the only thing that could have made a difference. President Jimmy Carter, who was in the White House at that time, came into the room, and just before he was seated, he saw Nixon over against the wall, standing there by himself, and he went over to him as if he was greeting a family friend, put out his hand and said, to the surprise of everyone, welcome home, Mr. President, welcome home. And commenting on that event, Newsweek said, if there was a turning point in Richard Nixon's long ordeal in the wilderness, it was that moment and that gesture of love and compassion. It's a great story. It's no wonder then that the Proverbs writer says, hatred stirs up trouble, but love overlooks the wrongs that others do. And that connects very well with what Jesus taught. He taught us to love others as he loves us. And he certainly loved us in spite of who we are, our frailties, our defects, our mess-ups. God loves us unconditionally. And so the result of that is that we really have to love others in spite of the fact that they might annoy us or fail or disappoint us. And really, in spite of the fact that they're not perfect and they are difficult to get on with at times. Heavenly Father, we want to think about this, accepting the faults of others, how easy we are, Lord, to condemn and criticize. Really, we need a lesson, Lord. Give us the sense of humility and patience. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.